Hi, and welcome to this fairly quick demo of the new remote app for the Apple TV. And of course, in this demo, I'm going to be using it with my Apple TV 4th generation, because what's really nifty is the fact that you can now use Siri from the remote app running on your iPhone. Before I get started, let me apologize for the noise in the background, because I am recording this on a portable device in my boys' toy room at the moment. So it will be a little noisy in the background. So let me find the remote app on my iPhone screen here.
Remote. Double tap to open.
Okay, there's actions the remote available. App. One finger double tap to open.
Remote. Choose Apple TV. Heading.
Choose Apple TV. Now, I've already previously paired the remote app on my iPhone to the Apple TV. So I'm not going to go through that in this demo. So if I flick to the right.
Edit. Button. Toy room. Device paired.
That says Toy Room device paired. I'm going to double tap on the Toy Room Apple TV, and of course I'm on the same Wi-Fi network, otherwise it wouldn't work.
Select devices. Back button.
So the first button we heard was devices. That's to go back to the previous screen. If I flick to the right.
Gesture area.
That's the current gesture area to do flick up, down, left and right, tap on the screen. If I flick to the right again.
Menu. Button. Actions available.
There's the
available.
Menu button. And it says actions available, and we'll use that in a tick.
Play/pause button.
Play/pause. Flip to the right again.
Home button.
Home button.
Siri button. Double tap and hold, then speak to use Siri.
Okay, and there's the Siri button. It just said double tap and hold to use Siri. Now, at the moment on the Apple TV, I actually don't have VoiceOver running. I've turned it off purposely via the Siri touch remote itself. So I'm going to flick back to the left.
Home button. Play/pause. Button. Menu. Button. Actions available.
And the menu button said actions available. So I flick up.
Accessibility menu.
There's the accessibility menu that you can normally bring up on the Siri Touch remote by pressing the menu button on the Siri Touch remote 3 times. Now, what you've got to be careful about on this remote app, remember that towards the top of the screen is the gesture area. So when you're flicking for the app itself, or in this case, the menu button, make sure you do your gestures down towards the bottom of the screen above where the physical home button is on your iPhone. Accessibility menu, so double tap.
VoiceOver.
Okay, and that's the Apple TV now speaking. Of course, the accessibility shortcut menu talks, regardless of whether VoiceOver is on or off. Now, if I touch towards the top of my screen on the gesture area.
Gesture area.
So VoiceOver on my iPhone says gesture area. Now, if I do a one finger flick down and just a very short flick.
Zoom.
There's zoom. Flick down again.
Audio descriptions.
And there's audio descriptions. So I can tap on any one of those to activate them or deactivate them if they're on already. So if I flick up and then again a very small gesture flick up.
Zoom.
There's zoom.
VoiceOver.
VoiceOver. And I'm just going to tap on VoiceOver just once.
VoiceOver on. Search. Row 2. Column 1.
And that's my Apple TV 4th generation screen now talking. So still on that top gesture area, if I flick to the right.
Settings.
Gently.
Row 2, column 2.
Or
search. Row 2, column 1.
So if I flick to the right, again on the gesture area at the top of the screen on the iPhone.
Settings. Row 2, column 2.
There's settings. If I flick to the right again.
Computers. Row 2, column 3.
If I flick back to the left.
Settings. Row 2, column 2.
And if I want to go into settings, for example, I can just tap again on the top of my iPhone screen still in the gesture area.
Settings. Settings. General. Button.
And if
one of nine.
Down, that's general.
Accounts. Button.
Counts.
2 of 9. Audio and video. Button. 3 of 9.
Audio and video. And if I want to activate any one of those, I just tap on the top part of the screen again. If I want to go back to the previous screen, I'm going to come down to the bottom of my screen.
Home. Button.
And just to show you, I was flicking left and right across this screen. Let me just show you where the actual controls are laid out. So if I find my physical home button come up a little bit.
Home. Button.
There's the home button. If I drag my finger across to the left.
Play/pause.
There's
button.
Play pause. If I go back to the home button, across to the
home
right.
Button.
Now going across to the right.
Siri button.
There's the
double
Siri
tap
button.
And hold, then speak to use Siri.
If I come back, drag my finger,
home button,
and go directly above it.
Menu button.
There's the menu
swipe
button.
Up or down to select a
okay,
custom
which is
action,
what I currently want
to
do.
Tap to activate.
So one finger double tap to go back to the previous menu.
Menu
settings. Settings. Row 2. Column 2.
And we're back to the settings menu icon on the main desktop screen. And how to use Siri, I'm going to come down to the bottom right-hand side of my iPhone screen.
Siri, button. double tap and hold, then speak to you Siri.
And it says one finger double tap and hold and speak to you Siri. So I'm going to do that now. One finger double tap and hold. What is the time? I've taken my finger off now.
It's 11:48 a.m. Good morning.
And it's 11:48 a.m. Good morning. So let's ask Siri via my iPhone to open up the Movies app. So I'm going to touch on the Siri button again on my inside.
Siri, button. Double tap and hold, then speak to you, Siri.
One finger double tap and hold. Open Movies.
Settings, Movies. I, Robot, 7 of 20. Button.
Okay, so iRobot was the last movie I was actually watching on the Apple TV. So I can come back up to that gesture area up the top of the iPhone screen.
Gesture area.
And let me double tap because I'm using VoiceOver to activate that.
iRobot. iRobot. Play. Button.
And there's the play button.
Genre.
Double tap
sci-fi
again.
And fantasy. Director. Enter passcode. Enter your four-digit passcode.
Keyboard. Insertion point at start.
Okay, now it wants me to enter my four-digit passcode because this is not for my children to watch. So I've now got the on-screen keyboard on the screen of my iPhone. So I'm going to enter in a dummy PIN number for the moment.
3, 3, 3, 1 character. 0, 0, 0, 2 characters. 0, 0, 3 characters.
So of course you're getting both the iPhone speaking through VoiceOver and the Apple TV speaking as well through VoiceOver. So I'm going to do a last number.
7, 7, 7.
Media, resume
devices,
playing, button.
Back button.
Okay, it says resume playing, because I've already started watching it. So I'm going to touch towards the top of my screen again.
Gesture area.
If I flick down.
Start from beginning, button.
I can start from the beginning again, so I'm going to double tap on it.
I, robot, in progress. Paused.
There we go, playing. Starting to play. Okay, and of course, if I come down the bottom left-hand side of my iPhone screen...
Play slash pause button.
And double tap.
Play slash pause.
I pause the movie. And if I come down to my physical home button and come above it...
Home button.
There's the home button on the app. Double tap on that.
Home.
Home. Settings. Row 2, column 2.
And we're back to the settings icon on my Apple TV 4th generation screen. And of course, I could now bring up the accessibility shortcut menu again to turn VoiceOver off, but I'm actually going to use Siri to do it. So I'm going to touch down the bottom right-hand side of the remote app screen.
Siri, button. Double tap and hold, then speak to you, Siri.
One finger double tap and hold. Turn off VoiceOver.
VoiceOver off.
And there we go, it's off. Now, I should say also, when I do one finger double tap and hold, before I get that audio double beep, I also get a slight vibration on my iPhone to let me know that Siri's also listening. Because I've got VoiceOver turned off, Siri's not going to talk anymore on the Apple TV screen. So if I do a one finger double tap and
Siri,
hold
button.
On the Siri
double
button.
Tap and hold, then speak to you,
Hi Siri, what's the time? Okay, no talking, but I still got that slight vibration to let me know that Siri was listening. And the reason why we didn't get the double beeps, of course, is because I'm not currently using VoiceOver on the Apple TV. So if I turn VoiceOver on, though, back down to the Siri button.
Siri, button. Double tap and hold, then speak to you, Siri.
One finger double tap and hold. Turn on VoiceOver.
VoiceOver on. Settings. Row 2, column 2.
Okay, so now if I use the Siri button again.
Siri, button. Double tap and hold, then speak to you, Siri.
What is the time?
It's 11:58 a.m. Good morning.
So there we go. I get both the vibration, of course, as always, on the iPhone, but I get the double beeps from Siri because VoiceOver is now on. And, of course, you can one-finger double tap and hold on the play pause button to bring up the speak screen function of VoiceOver. And if I one-finger double tap and hold on the home button...
Home. Button.
Sleep now. Sleep now. This will also turn off any connected devices. Sleep. Button.
And if I come to the gesture area...
Gesture area.
And flick down.
Cancel. Button.
I can flick down to cancel or flick back up to...
Sleep. Button.
And double tap on it. And I've put the Apple TV to sleep. So that completes this fairly quick run through Apple TV remote. And mainly, I guess, the fact that you can actually use the Siri button to control the Apple TV from your iPhone running the remote app. So I'm just going to press the physical home button on my iPhone.
Remote. Double tap to open. Swipe up or down to select a custom action, then double tap to activate.
And I'm back to my home screen. And that completes this demo of the Apple TV remote, using it on the fourth generation in this case. And just remember, to use the remote, you'll need to pair it with your Apple TV, either fourth generation or third generation. So, as always, thanks for listening, and bye for now.